Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.413 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, Friday afternoon. Go ahead, put a smile on your face. The weekend is here. A lot of things going on this weekend around Pensacola. If you come to me and say there's nothing going on around here, let me tell you something. You must be living under a rock, because we have a lot of events to discuss today. And thank you so much for having us on. Austin, let's go ahead and dive into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
You know, I scratch my head when I give you this story here. Pensacola's red light cameras catching an average of 92 drivers a day who are running the red lights. This comes after the cameras were activated 2 months ago. Listen to these numbers. 2,589 tickets were issued in February, 2,824 tickets in March. That's a 21% rise in violations. Currently, there are 51 wildfires burning in Florida, affecting some 1,300 acres. On Thursday, a wildfire burned in Molino. According to Escambia County Fire Rescue, that blaze started as a yard debris fire. Got out of control. This is how it usually happens. The Forest Service with Escambia County Fire Rescue responded with multiple units. Stations responding, Molino, Cantonment, and McDavid. Thanks to those first responders. Gulf Coast Whale Fest set to go this weekend on Pensacola Beach. Tomorrow, beginning at 9, you can enjoy whale exhibits and other marine life activities at the Gulfside Pavilion right there on Casino Beach.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Marine Max Pensacola. Check out their Waves and Wonders event. Food, prizes, big deals this Saturday. Going to be from 10 till 4 p.m. at 1901 Cypress. Again, that is Marine Max Pensacola. Looking at the roads here, have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And last but not least, got some pretty heavy congestion on Highway 90. That's going to be if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 73 degrees right now. Tonight's low is going to be 53. This weekend's going to have highs into low 70s and lows at around 60.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, and don't forget, right now, got green flags flying out there on the beach. Current's pretty low heading into the weekend, so that's some good signs. But still, if you're going out there, swim in protected areas. That's always the good rule of thumb. It is a mystery while a small airplane crashed near the Boca Raton Airport. This is a sad part. All died on board. Fox's Eben Brown is in Miami, has this report for us this afternoon.
A private aircraft described as a Cessna was seen circling and in distress not far from the runway at Boca Raton Airport in South Florida, and then it crashed on a nearby roadway.
Three on the plane, three souls on board, and we could confirm those were all fatalities.
Michael LaSalle, the assistant fire chief in Boca Raton, the airport there is a small general aviation facility. A motorist ended up driving through the fireball and the debris created by the impact of the aircraft. He was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Federal investigators are now en route to help determine the cause of the crash. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And due to a mistake, a convicted killer could be back in Osceola County. Kathan Guzman was recently released from a Georgia jail. He was sentenced to life for killing Dahlia Grayson back in 2022, and officials in Georgia admit he should not have been released. Guzman and Grayson dated for 3 years, and he strangled a 19-year-old to death when she tried to break up with him. They both attended Poinciana High School, and Grayson's mom still lives in the area. She says she's worried that Guzman could target her or her family for helping getting him convicted.
418 News Radio 92.3. Several sales tax holidays are coming to help Floridians save money. I wrote this story. If you visit our website, News Radio 92.3, I wrote a bit more on this story for you so you can kind of peruse this. But the holidays are going to benefit families buying tickets, workers needing tools, parents shopping for back-to-school items, and Floridians preparing for hurricanes season. Let me give you the events coming up. The Disaster Preparedness Tax Holiday, June 2nd through 15th. The Freedom Month Holiday, July 1st through 31st. Back to School Holiday, August 1st through 10th. The Skilled Workers Tax Holiday, August 29th through September 7th. And the Hunting Season Tax Holiday, September 15th through October 19th.
And things are looking up for the Florida citrus industry. A USDA report released yesterday shows that farmers are expected to grow slightly more grapefruits, tangerines, and mandarins this season compared to the last one. Orange and lemon production are expected to stay flat, though. The report comes as growers continue to battle citrus greening disease and storm damage.
Okay, Governor DeSantis signing a bill last year allowing larger bottles of wine to be sold in Florida. Increase the size of those bottles. Before that, Florida law prohibited the commercial sales of wine bottles larger than a gallon, except in reusable, and that's the operative word, so stay with me here, the reusable 5-gallon containers. Now, under a bill approved by the Senate this week, the word reusable would be struck out, allowing wine producers to use recycling kegs and other containers instead of allowing them to use the same containers multiple times. Senate Bill 578, by the way, passing 36-1.
Those bigger bottles. And, of course, we touched on earlier this week, actor-turned-influencer Russell Brand dealing with some sexual assault allegations. Well, he's no longer scheduled to speak this weekend at New College of Florida, despite the Sarasota school confirming the engagement just days ago. He was set to be interviewed Saturday by school president Richard Corcoran. Confirming the event was now off, a college spokesman told TMZ on Thursday that they look forward to welcoming Mr. Brand to campus at a future date under conditions that allow for thoughtful and topical engagement.
Governor DeSantis, kind of in the news here for a different kind of reason, is defending a donation of millions of dollars made by a state agency to a nonprofit organization connected to his wife, Eben Brown, down in Miami, has another report for us.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says there was nothing wrong with the state's Agency for Healthcare Administration donating $10 million to the charity Hope Florida, which is an initiative founded by his wife, Florida First Lady Casey DeSantis. The funds come from a nearly $70 million settlement between the state agency and Centene Corporation involving overpayments to pharmacy benefit managers, part of the state's effort to clean up health care costs. Hope Florida is an assistance charity aiming to get Floridians in need off government welfare. The criticism of the donation stems from Republicans in the state legislature with whom the governor has been feuding. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
420 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll get a deep dive in some of the biggest stories happening across the nation today.
Spanley spent his life in the saddle, wrangling whatever life threw at him. But nothing prepared him for the fight against low T and ED. Shame practically hunched him over. Unmon pills just gave him a headache. He begged for a lifeline.
Well, maybe it's over.
Wave Men's Health said no. Medical conditions, old age, there's hope. This is about real treatments. Science, not one-size-fits-all guesswork. Wave Men's Health was designed for men who hate going to the doctor. Personalized plans, cutting-edge treatments, overseen by an actual provider that takes the time to listen. With low T and ED treatments others only dream about, we fight like hell to get you back in the saddle. Because every second you wait, your condition could worsen. Act now. Don't let time slip away. Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is only $99, including blood work. And you'll know your T level before you leave. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Marcus Point Baptist Church encourages you to invite a friend to the Community Sunrise Service inside Blue Wahoo Stadium. Reach out to your neighbors, coworkers, or even family members and show them an Easter tradition like never before. The Community Sunrise Service, Easter Sunday at 6 a.m. from Blue Wahoo Stadium. Visit our website at PensacolaChurch.org.
Johns Hopkins University has found that just mild hearing loss doubles your risk of dementia, so hearing loss isn't something to ignore.
But hearing aids are so expensive and ugly.
Not anymore. Meet Audion Hearing. You can get nearly invisible hearing aids without a prescription starting at $98 a pair, and they're ready to use right out of the box. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, and with over a million customers, Audion is easy to trust. Visit AudionHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year, illegally. Poaching is just one of the risks animals face at our hands. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor. I grew up in the beautiful rural countryside of Ohio, where animals roamed freely in the open forests. I have a deep concern to help preserve those open spaces for our wildlife friends, so they can live and thrive like they used to. Destruction of their habitats threaten their very existence. The best way to protect wildlife is to protect the land where they live. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats, and establish permanent sanctuaries. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the ongoing drama surrounding the UWF Board of Trustees nominees. They got a hearing in the Senate along with PSC nominees, and really interesting contrast between the two slates. Also talked with Alex Andrade about a story that made national news yesterday, discovering a $10 million redistribution of funds from ACA to Hope, Florida, and why that's such a significant thing. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have some issues developing on I-10 eastbound, passing towards the I-110 meeting there. So there is no confirmation of an accident, though, but it is just some minor congestion. Then on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still have our typical afternoon traffic in that area. As for the weather, sitting at around 75 degrees, going to be a low of 53 tonight. This weekend has highs in the low 70s, lows at around 60.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, lawmakers are once again taking up the issue of daylight savings time, pushing to end the practice of springing forward, falling back. Chad Pergam has more on where things stand this afternoon from Capitol Hill.
To Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey, it's about maximizing sunlight, which he says has other benefits.
When the sun's out, it just increases the likelihood that the corners of people's mouths are going to be turned upwards. They're going to be happier when the sun's out.
The Senate approved a bill 3 years ago to park the U.S. on daylight saving time year-round, but the bill never got through the House. President Trump wants the House and Senate to, quote, push hard for more daylight. He calls changing the clocks a, quote, big inconvenience. The Constitution gives lawmakers control of weights and measures, and that includes managing time.
And a group of Stanford University students in California facing felony charges for taking part in a pro-Palestinian protest on campus and allegedly damaging a campus building. The Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office says 12 people, including 8 Stanford students, have been charged with felony vandalism and felony conspiracy to trespass. The charges come less than a year after protesters barricaded themselves into Stanford President's office and allegedly did hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage to Building 10 on campus.
437 News Radio 92.3. We're learning more about the investigation and continuing into the helicopter crash in the Hudson River happened yesterday afternoon. Tanya J. Powers has the latest from New York City.
Divers are still working to recover pieces of the chartered Bell 206 helicopter that went down in the Hudson River on Thursday, killing all 6 on board. National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy says it's too soon to determine the cause of the crash.
What we need to do is look at the wreckage now. We need to focus on finding some of the additional components and structures that we're looking for.
She's asking the public to send any video or photos of the crash to the NTSB to help with the investigation. Killed in the crash were a family of 5 from Spain and the pilot, who the NTSB says had served in the military with almost 800 hours of total flight time. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a Texas man who was sent to federal prison for storming the Capitol on January 6th is now running for Congress. Ryan Nichols of Longview repeated claims that the 2020 election was stolen during his announcement. And he says that he does not regret his involvement in the riot, but says he feels bad that people got hurt. He pled guilty to assaulting a police officer and used pepper spray on Capitol cops in order to force his way into the federal building.
News Radio 92.3. If you don't mind, let's rack up 2371 here. This just came in a few seconds ago. I want to pass this on so you know what's going on. Louisiana immigration judge ruling today that Columbia University student and alleged pro-Palestinian activist Mahoud Khalil can be deported. Brooke Taylor has the latest from Louisiana.
This has been long anticipated and some major news. Just to first give some perspective, we're down the street from that ICE detention center. The courtroom is inside of there. They didn't allow any phones or cameras. So we're finding out this information from our reporter who's over there down the street. She tells us immigration judge has found Mahmoud Khalil removable. Khalil's attorneys have until April 23rd to file relief applications. I asked that reporter what the immigration judge was able to say. She cited those DHS papers and said that the Secretary of State Marco Rubio was able to meet that burden. And again, they have decided that Mahmoud Khalil is removable.
And the Department of Homeland Security issuing an environmental waiver, paving the way for more border wall in California. Officials in Texas want that as well. Terrell County Sheriff Thaddeus Cleveland says the last 4 years have shown how important it is to continue investing in border security. Since President Trump has taken office, illegal crossings have plummeted and arrests are the lowest level in 25 years when the data first was made public.
Yeah, beautiful afternoon. Temps in the 70s. If you're heading to the beach, green flags are flying over there. That's a good indication of having a nice afternoon. A proposed makeover of the U.S. aviation system is getting a thumbs up from President Trump. Here's Tanja J. Powers.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says President Trump is on board with a plan to revamp and modernize the Federal Aviation Administration's current system of handling flights. Speaking at the FAA Technical Center in New Jersey, Duffy says he has talked to him about the need for an upgrade, calling it state-of-the-art.
Gold-plated, envy of the world air traffic control system that we want to deploy. I think we can do it in 3 years. Maybe it'll be four.
Duffy says he plans to ask Congress for all the money up front instead of relying on yearly funding. The FAA says it oversees 45,000 flights and almost 3 million passengers each day. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Trade wrapping up a volatile week over President Trump's shifting tariff plan and concerns of an escalating trade war with Beijing. Fox's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks ending higher as investors digested data on consumer sentiment and inflation amid new tariff developments, with China announcing that it was boosting its tariffs on U.S. imports to 125%.
The Dow gaining 619 points, the NASDAQ adding 337, S&P 500 jumping 95. A Trump administration official meeting with President Vladimir Putin in Russia as the White House seeks a ceasefire with Ukraine.
Special Envoy Steve Witkoff traveled to St. Petersburg for a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the latest bid to reach a settlement in Moscow's war with Ukraine. On social media, President Trump said Russia has to get moving, writing too many people are dying, thousands a week.
Fox's Jared Halpern, America is listening to Fox News.
So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance, the way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Amanda Ann's Antiques announces their new location and grand opening tomorrow. Shop antiques, jewelry, treasures, and thousands of unique items. Amanda Ann's is loaded to the brim in their all-new 14,000 square foot complex. It's the largest antique store in Escambia County. They have food vendors, giveaway drawings every hour, plus deals throughout. Amanda Ann's Antiques grand opening tomorrow from 10 until 5 at their new location, 470 South Highway 29 in Cantonment.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.434 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Thank you so much for having us on today. Very interesting day. We're going to get to sports in just a second here, but if you don't mind, let's go ahead and dive into the top three trending stories this afternoon, and I'll keep it in the sports genre.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, tomorrow, Saturday, women's teams from three top-ranked SEC schools are competing in the Western Gate Soccer Showdown. They'll do this at Ashton-Rosenham. Who's in town? Well, the Gators, Florida Gators, Mississippi State Bulldogs, and the LSU Tigers. Those matches start at 1, again, at Ashton-Rosenham tomorrow. And also tomorrow, Pensacola Beach, site for the 9th annual Pensacola Sports Pensacola Beach Firefighters Challenge. The event takes place over at Casino Beach, getting underway about 7 o'clock in the morning, goes throughout the day. And Pensacola Sports is also hosting the 2025 DeLuna Open Water Swim. Gets underway about 8 a.m. in the morning. More than 100 swimmers will be taking to the waters of the Santa Rosa Sound. The race, by the way, is a stop on the Speedo Salt Series.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Yeah, keeping with the sports theme here, a former Texas wide receiver turning himself into police. Frisco authorities say that Isaiah Bond made the decision on Thursday. He was wanted for an outstanding sexual assault warrant. He was a projected day two pick in this month's draft and had more than 500 yards to go with 5 touchdowns for the Longhorns this past season.
Okay, you ready for the Fox Sports update?
I sure am.
Hold on, buckle up. Here it comes.
Fox Sports update.
To have a College World Series, to have a college football playoff, to have national championships, you have to have national standards. The system doesn't work with 50 different approaches, which is what's happening through state laws being introduced and adopted.
Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey joined 3 other power conference heads Thursday for an interview with Brett Baer on Fox News Channel to discuss a need for regulating name, image, likeness deals that collegiate athletes may sign.
Federal preemption, having a standardized platform that oversees and governs NIL is critically important. Today, 34 states see it very differently. And it's relatively unruly.
Brett Yormark, commissioner of the Big 12 Conference, on special report with Brett Baer on Fox News Channel. Yormark said we need help from Congress to regulate pay structure in college sports and athletes who transfer schools to earn more money. Since the transfer portal opened March 24th, over 1,000 Division I college basketball players have entered the portal to switch schools. It's day number two at the 89th Masters. First-round leader Justin Rose shot a 65, seven strokes under par, good for a three-shot lead over Scottie Scheffler, Ludvig Åberg, and Corey Connors. Rose drained eight birdies in his first 18 holes, along with one bogey. Scheffler, the defending champ and two-time winner at Augusta National, the favorite to win again. Scheffler has an afternoon tee time today. Justin Rose begins his second round this morning. 1992 Masters champ Fred Couples, at age 65 in his 40th tournament at Augusta, enters the second round tied for 11th place at one under par, one shot better than Rory McIlroy, who's tied for 27th. Hockey. Washington Capitals clinch the number one playoff seed of the Eastern Conference for the Stanley Cup playoffs that start next Saturday. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the men's college hockey title game is set. Western Michigan faces off against Boston University in the Frozen Four final on Saturday from St. Louis. The tournament first-timer Broncos took down defending champ Denver with a 3-2 double overtime win to advance. That's impressive because this was like Denver's 20th Frozen Four. The five-time winning Terriers slipped by Penn State 3-1, which was also making its tournament debut.
Okay, UFL's season underway now, very early, a couple of weeks here, getting ready to go into week two, and we're going to check out the Fox weather for you this afternoon for the three games coming up this weekend. Here's Fox's Brandi Campbell with the weather forecast and more.
It is week three of football for the United Football League, and today's game is the home opener for the Birmingham Stallions as they take on the Arlington Renegades. We're forecasting a low weather impact to their game, which is good because they are playing in an open stadium. Meanwhile, three other UFL games are also happening over the weekend. Saturday, weather looks good for the Houston Roughnecks as they play the Memphis Showboats, also in an open stadium. Sunday, the San Antonio Brahmas face the Michigan Panthers indoors, so there's no impact. The same goes for the DC Defenders playing the St. Louis Battlehawks. But for tonight, you can catch today's game from Birmingham starting at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. In Birmingham, Alabama, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
And the Colts moving on from a veteran special teams player. Indianapolis released Matt Gay earlier this week, and it was just 2 years after signing the most lucrative contract for a free agent kicker. He joined the Colts back in 2023 after agreeing to a four-year, $22.5 million deal. He converted 82% of his field goal attempts over the past two seasons and 50% of his attempts from 50 yards or longer.
A lot of concerned faces amongst Saints fans this afternoon. The Saints have encountered an unexpected bump in their road toward the 25 season. That could be pretty significant. Quarterback Derek Carr is dealing with a shoulder injury that threatens his availability for the entire 25 season. Carr's weighing his options, including the possibility of surgery. The Saints, by the way, holds the number 9 overall pick in the 25 NFL draft, which could be impacted heavily by Carr's shoulder and decision on how to proceed there. Carr's coming off the 24 season, his second with New Orleans, in which he missed 7 games due to hand injuries. So, not good news for the Saints this afternoon.
Absolutely not. And I asked you this off air. Do you think maybe with the Rodgers-Steelers storyline continuing to stall, the Saints may throw their hat in the ring last minute?
You know, give him a one-year contract if it is.
Right.
I don't really like that decision on that on one side, but the other side, I look for his guidance, his maturity, and his experience in the NFL. You know, maybe he can mentor somebody. But, yeah, Saints are in trouble.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, since I mentioned Aaron Rodgers, I'll take it over to New York. Alan Lazard, sticking with the Jets. According to ESPN, the veteran wide receiver agreed to restructure his contract, his new base salary a little over $2 million, down from an $11 million base that was not guaranteed. His cap charge for 2025 was reduced from $13 million to about $4 million. New York will incur a dead charge of about $4 million in 2026.
NIL could be in trouble here. A group of NC2A commissioners looking to Congress to help reach a common understanding on name, image, and likeness rules. Jared Max has more for us this afternoon.
Athletic commissioners of four collegiate power conferences joined Brett Baer on Fox News Channel Thursday to discuss federal regulation for college sports as it relates to athletes transferring schools
and name, image, likeness deals for which they can earn money. Wednesday, the commissioners met with state leaders on Capitol Hill to lobby for government oversight.
They understand that athletics sits at the front porch of those institutions, and it drives everything in the ecosystem. So I think I speak on behalf of my colleagues. We're very optimistic we can move forward in a sustainable way. But again, we need help from Congress.
We need to have some structure. You just can't have a system that has complete unregulated movement.
Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti and Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark with Brett Baer on Fox News Channel's special report. Jared Max, Fox News.
And President Trump thanking the UFC chief for helping bring attention to a U.S. ballerina stuck in a Russian prison. Trump said his good friend Dana White called him, saying Ksenia Karolina was serving 12 years on false charges. White said that she was in a relationship with one of his UFC fighters and he wanted his help getting her home. The Russian-born woman from L.A. back on American soil after spending more than a year detained after a prisoner swap with the U.S.
Okay, Denny Hamlin. His latest win moves him further up the all-time wins list. Joe Morgan has more in Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
William Byron may have been the day's most dominant driver, but it was Denny Hamlin who took home the victory.
Denny Hamlin comes off turn number four and doubles up. Hamlin wins the Goodyear 400.
That was courtesy of FS1 as Hamlin won the Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway. Hamlin grabbed the lead out of the pits during the final caution and held off Byron for his 56th career Cup Series victory, breaking a tie with Rusty Wallace for 11th place on the all-time wins list. It was Hamlin's second consecutive victory after winning at Martinsville Speedway the prior weekend. Byron, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, and Ryan Blaney rounded out the top five. The Cup Series now heads to Bristol Motor Speedway for the Food City 500. Hamlin will be looking to become the second Joe Gibbs Racing driver to win three straight this season, joining Christopher Bell. Hamlin won last year at the track, and race time is scheduled for 3 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And last but not least, here is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Nico Imaliava had a solid first season starting at quarterback for Tennessee, and there are high expectations for him for this upcoming season. However, Nico didn't attend spring practice today because of NIL negotiations, and the spring transfer portal window opens up on April 16th and closes on April 25th. I have to think Nico and Tennessee get this figured out, but you never know in the Wild West that's now college football. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? Go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers, subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, do have an accident reported. This is going to be on I-10 eastbound. That was where we were having some problems earlier. Still some minor congestion in that area, but it has lessened since our last update. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather on a local scale, 75 degrees, low of 53 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, going to have highs into low 70s and lows at around 60.
Wow, what a different world. If you're heading up to the Northeast this weekend, you better take along your coat and your rain gear. Cold and rainy conditions in store for the eastern portion of the U.S. this weekend, while summer-like warmth is expected in the West. And Fox's meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at your forecast.
The eastern third of the country is in for messy weather the next few days with rain, wind, and accumulating snow for parts of the northeast, including Pennsylvania, upstate New York, and New England. Temperatures well below average with widespread daytime highs in the 30s and 40s. Meanwhile, record warmth expected for the west, in particular the desert southwest Great Basin into Texas, and that also means a high risk for fire danger. Fox Weather for all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
And an L.A. judge hearing arguments now on the Menendez brothers' resentencing bid. Last October, then-District Attorney George Gasson recommended resentencing for the brothers who claimed they were sexually abused by their father and that their mother was aware. But a new D.A., Nathan Hochman, is asking the judge to withdraw the resentencing request, claiming the brothers have shown no remorse. They are in attendance via Zoom.
Another military leader has been fired. The commanding officer of the U.S. Space Force installation in Greenland, you remember, Vice President J.D. Vance recently visited there, is now removed from her post in light of an email sent following the event in which she distanced herself from White House policy. Not a very smart idea. Eben Brown has the report.
U.S. Space Force Colonel Susan Myers is relieved of her command of Bidufeek Space Base in Greenland as a consequence of an email sent to all personnel at the installation following the official visit last month by Vice President J.D. Vance. The visit to Greenland had been connected to the Trump administration's open desire to acquire Greenland from Denmark. Myers' email addressed that matter, saying the administration's concerns are not reflective of Bidufeek Space Base. Space Force confirms Myers' removal, citing a loss of confidence in her ability to lead. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the White House says it will have direct talks with Iran and Oman this weekend. The talks will be regarding the future of the Middle Eastern country's nuclear program and will be without a mediator. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the talks are aimed at ensuring the country never obtains a nuclear weapon. The discussions will mark the first direct talks between the U.S. and Iran in over a decade.
I was doing some FedEx mailing earlier today, and a guy came in from Illinois concerned about getting those taxes in on time. April 15th, of course. Well, he lives in Illinois. He's got a concern, but not if you're a Floridian. Justin, the 2025 tax season deadline next week is not for Floridians. The Internal Revenue Service announcing tax relief for Florida residents and businesses who were impacted by Hurricane Milton last year, but extended it to include the entire state. We thank you for that. The Florida tax deadline now set for May 1st rather than April 15th. I should put a smile on your face, especially if you were scrambling to do those taxes. And also, the annual Blessing of the Fleet takes place this weekend. Big weekend here. Jeff Manasso has the story.
The annual Blessing of the Fleet, happening Saturday at ports across the American coasts. It's a century-old tradition meant to protect sailors from the dangers of the sea through a traditional blessing given by a member of the clergy at the water's edge and to honor the nation's maritime heritage. The annual event hosted by the U.S. Navy, which encourages people to support the blessings of the fleet, along with the men and women of the sea services. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
4:50, we will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll get some business headlines for you as we ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour. Back in just a couple minutes.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at GulfCoastAirCare.com or call 934-2768.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide.
Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's business news.
All righty, quite a loaded slate business-wise for you. In fact, we're going to get things started here with your daily dose of Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump is opening a pathway for trade partners to avoid higher tariffs by buying more energy from the U.S. Trump pausing reciprocal tariffs on countries except for China on Wednesday in an attempt to retreat from a global trade war. Trump is demanding the European Union buy $350 billion worth of American energy to erase its trade surplus with the U.S. Meanwhile, Danish shoppers incensed by President Trump's posturing over Greenland and sweeping trade tariffs are turning their backs on American products now. Salling Group, which owns supermarket chains Bilka, Netto, and more, last month introduced an asterisk star to price tags to indicate European-owned brands. Stocks were higher on Wall Street, with the Dow gaining more than 600 points. The S&P added nearly 100, and the NASDAQ was up 2%. That's Your Money Now.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, we'll get the rest of your business notes in just a moment. But first, is traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still got some issues on Highway 90 if you're going to be traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last but not least, still have those issues on I-10. This is traveling both east and west coming from and heading towards the I-110 North Ramp. So be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 53 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs in the low 70s and lows at around 60.
Okay, it's 4:55, 5 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. If you're heading to the beach this weekend, take along the SPF with you. UV rays are starting to really start to build, so protect your skin this beach season. No mention of rain for the next 7 days. Green flags are flying on the beach and no rip currents to report. Extremely low conditions out there. The House and Senate have lined up framework for the Trump administration's budget and tax cut legislation. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said his chamber would adhere to the House's much higher floor for spending cuts. Here's more from Washington.
Thune is certainly going to try to get there, right? I think that's what he said. He will try to be as aggressive as possible. But this is the tough part. It sets us up for a potential new battle between Republicans, not just in the House, but also in the Senate, over where to make spending cuts. Now, the president's agenda is very large. He wants to extend his tax cuts. He wants to add extras like no taxes on tips, more border security, and raise the debt ceiling. This is going to cost a lot of money, and House Republicans are demanding the Senate cut a minimum of $1.5 trillion. The issue now is where it comes from, because the Energy and Commerce Committee has been tasked, the goal is for them to cut more than half of that.
And Zillow going to stop listing homes for sale on its website if they are first marketed only to a small group of potential buyers. The move takes effect next month and will require homes to be broadly listed if sellers also want it to be listed on Zillow. Zillow claims it will help sellers get better prices, while those who oppose the decision argue it limits seller choice.
New Trump tariffs may be coming to Mexico. This time it's over a water dispute. Teresa Crowley explains what's up.
President Trump accusing Mexico of stealing water from West Texas farmers and owing Texas more than 1.3 million acre feet of water from the Rio Grande. That's about 700,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools of water. A 1944 treaty requires Mexico to share water from the Rio Grande through a network of dams and reservoirs. But the International Boundary Commission finds Mexico has sent less than 30% of the required water during this five-year cycle, pleading 3 years of drought, bad infrastructure, and local demand. Texans say Mexico's failure to deliver devastates Texas farmers who need it for their crops, noting Mexico's growing cattle and pecan farms along the border are increasingly drawing precious water. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And consumer sentiment fell more than expected in April as inflation fears surge. The University of Michigan's mid-month reading dropped 11% from March with declines across all age and income groups. The survey noted consumers report multiple warning signs that raise the risk of recession. The results point to growing concerns that President Trump's tariffs will raise inflation and slow growth.
What's new in theaters? Michelle Polino's in with Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Michelle Polino. Drop stars Megan Fahey as Violet, a widowed mother on her first date in years who arrives at an upscale restaurant where she's relieved to meet her date, Henry, who's charming and handsome, but their chemistry begins to curdle as Violet is terrorized by a series of anonymous drops to her phone. She's then instructed to kill her date, or everyone she loves will die. And the amateur Rami Malek stars as Charlie Heller, a brilliant but deeply introverted decoder for the CIA whose life is turned upside down when his wife is killed in a London terrorist attack. When his supervisors refuse to take action, he takes matters into his own hands. In warfare, audiences are embedded with a platoon of Navy SEALs in the home of an Iraqi family, overwatching the movement of U.S. forces through insurgent territory, a visceral boots-on-the-ground story of modern warfare. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
And the FDA plans to phase out animal testing requirements for antibody therapies and some drugs in favor of AI-based models and other practices. FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry said Thursday that the move would make drugs safer, lower costs, and deal with the ethical concerns surrounding animal testing. The agency said it will also encourage the use of lab-grown samples that mimic human organs to test drugs.
Well, are you looking to do something tonight? Set up as in the sand. Free movie nights on the casino beach stage. The Parent Trap featuring Haley Mills. We'll be playing tonight. Don't forget to bring along the beach chair and the cooler. Just leave the pets and glass at home.
All righty. And J.P. Morgan Chase reporting higher than expected quarterly revenue. Numbers out today show revenue of $46 billion compared to analyst expectations of $44.1 billion. Shares rose about 2% in pre-market trading.
All right. Don't forget, there's a lot happening this weekend. And one thing I just want to remind you about, and this is a big deal, the Gulf Coast Well Festival is set to go this weekend on Pensacola Beach. Tomorrow, beginning at 9, you can enjoy well exhibits and other local marine life activities. It's at the Gulfside Pavilion there on Casino Beach.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.